from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here, 99.5 QYK. All right, so we are going to have Luke Combs. If you miss our interview with him, you're going to hear it again. 6:35, we will have him on. He drops a new album tomorrow.
Yes.
Getting Old is the name of the album. He just announced baby number 2 on Monday is coming. He's going to have another little boy. So we will talk to him about that. 6:35, be ready. And you'll hear from Luke Combs, one of the biggest artists who's going to be here. Ray J, is it July, Kevin?
July 8th.
Lana? Why would I even question you?
Sorry.
July 8th. Nailed it. Okay, cool. So he'll be on at 6:35. Also, Dirk Spentley tickets 8:20 when we play Name That Gold Thing. It has gotten progressively a little bit harder every single day, but people have been crushing it.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of confidence in today, 8:20. I will describe something gold to you, and then you have to guess what it is. Now, we already did Goldfish this week, which is interesting because yesterday's Lana Drama was about goldfish.
I know.
And how you have a 20-gallon aquarium sitting on your kitchen table or kitchen counter, whereas that's where you usually eat dinner. But now there's no room for Lana to eat dinner there anymore. So she eats at her computer table / desk, pulls out where you would have the keyboard thing, the little drawer.
I put my plate.
Puts her plate right there. And Lana's eating at the kids' table now, apparently.
It's very sad.
So how are the fish doing?
They were alive this morning when I left, so I fed them.
You fed them?
I'm the only one home.
That's awesome.
I have to feed them. I'm the only one home.
Look at you pitching in. I know that wasn't your purchase.
I will feed the fish, but I'm not cleaning that tank.
Okay. There we go. No. Rules are rules.
No, I'm not cleaning that tank. You know I'm going to end up cleaning that tank.
100%.
Yeah. You know it's going
to
be me.
We talked about this yesterday. It's just like, when it comes to the research and do the due diligence of what it takes to maintain a fish tank and keep fish alive, none of that research was done, right?
No.
It just was like, let's jump on Amazon and order a tank, get some goldfish, kids are happy, then what do we do?
Yeah.
You know?
But you guys know, you know, Kevin, you have kids, and JR, now you're living with your girlfriend and her two girls, you know, you get something fun and new in the house, and sure, it's great for a week.
Right.
I mean, literally, the excitement lasts for like a week, and then they're like, okay, I'm bored with this. What's the next thing new that can come into this house?
Well, yeah. And her girls. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. So, I mean, I think the excitement of the fish, they've been in the house now for 2 weeks. I mean, it's over. So I'm like, so now I'm stuck. I have no place to eat.
Just you.
And I'm going to be cleaning this fish tank, and the kids don't even care about the fish anymore.
I can imagine.
They're over it.
Being on the other side of the kitchen counter is you. Looking through the fish tank, you know how it magnifies your eyeballs? You eating food.
Eating
your food, just looking at these fish.
Not spaghetti anymore because I use my spaghetti strainer to clean the fish and rocks.
And Paul's on duty, and you're just sitting at home with these goldfish.
That's pretty much how it is.
That's awesome. All right, let's get the day going right here. We got your cruise news coming up. Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley right now kicking us off. Freedom was a highway on QYK.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, the city of Tampa's Solid Waste Department is bringing back its Spring Forward initiative, which is designed to help reduce extra waste. They did it last year and saw a decrease of almost 300,000 pounds of waste. You are encouraged not to just throw away unwanted items when cleaning your houses, but repurpose them and donate them in the beginning of the spring. You can look at all the items that they're looking for and things that you can do on the Tampa Trash and Recycling app or the recycling website. Well, big props to the Steinbrenner High School marching band in Lutz.
Okay.
They received a special invite to go on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the city of London to perform in the 2024 London New Year's Day Parade.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, wow, that's amazing. If you want to donate and help the band out, their trip to London, you can do so through Venmo at SBB Funds, or you can call the Steinbrenner High School. So how awesome is that? So congratulations to them. That's a huge honor. This is pretty cool. If you're heading to the Florida Aquarium, they just announced a new Sea Trek underwater experience. You literally walk in the 100,000 gallon tank that they have. You put like on this, like, it looks like, I don't know, like almost a space suit, and you breathe out of this tube and stuff.
Old school.
Yeah, and you walk. It's kind of designed, it's like it's a guided tour that you walk, and it's designed for ages 10 and up. Mm. And you can see a variety of fish and eagle rays and sharks and all other kinds of cool stuff. So you walk through it, and you can purchase tickets for $95. But
oh, here we go.
How fun would that be? All right, it is going to be another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine, no rain expected in our forecast. Going to reach the mid-80s. That is your cruise news.
All right, thank you. Coming back, we're going to play Secret Celebrity, and we have Luke Combs on the show at 6:35. Rodney Atkins right there, going to be at Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival on Saturday, and so will Lana. She's going to be out there.
Yes, I will.
All right, we'll have tickets for that this afternoon at 4:20, but right now we're playing Secret Celebrity.
Yeah, and we're going to send you to Chasco Fiesta at Sims Park. David Nail, Drake Milligan going to be performing, and you could have free tickets if you could tell us who the secret celebrity is.
I like peanut M&Ms, and I like those Mexican Cokes that come in the bottle. Love those things. And then probably some tuna sandwich and Muscle Milk. There's still stuff on there that shows up that I don't never touch. Just haven't updated the rider.
Tuna sandwich and Muscle Milk. All right, that's what's on his rider. I don't know if I would have something like that on my rider.
Yeah, I mean, I too love peanut M&Ms. I mean, I like it. I love it.
Yeah, well, this
you do actually.
I do. Yeah, I love peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, well, when he eats this stuff, you know, he's a real good man because I don't know who could eat that.
That's true. And the other good thing is, you know, like you're talking about, he doesn't get hangry. He's very humble and kind when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
what?
It's, you know, just to see you smile just makes me laugh.
Oh, good.
You know, he'll eat this stuff where the green grass grows.
That is true. All right. Who is that? 800-992.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, well, it does. Green grass grows everywhere. He'll have it wherever.
He can have a picnic and eat that. It can happen.
That's right. On the green grass.
All right. Who is that? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. You're about to hear our interview with Luke Combs in just a minute right now, but we are playing Secret Celebrity with Matt Newport Ritchie. Okay, Matt, who is our secret celebrity?
I like peanut M&Ms, and I like those Mexican Cokes that come in the bottle. Love those things. And then probably some tuna sandwich and Muscle Milk. There's still stuff on there that shows up that I don't never touch. Just haven't updated the rider.
Is it Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw!
Tim McGraw!
Yes. Maddie, you crushed it, my friend.
Thanks.
You got it. Chasco Fiesta tickets for you. David Nail going to be out there. Drake Milligan going to be out there. It's going to be an awesome time, and we want to send you as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. Hang on for me. We got y'all taken care of.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show right now is a man who has dominated country music for the last several years. This dude has been performing since he was a kid, even did a vocal performance at the world-famous Carnegie Hall in New York City. He was a bouncer and a performer at the same bar in Boone, North Carolina, while attending Appalachian State University. Just celebrated his 33rd birthday. He's going to be here at Ray J July 8th. Just announced that baby number 2 is on the way. From Asheville, North Carolina, your reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year, Luke Albert Combs. Let's go!
What's up?
Not too much, man. Thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate you. Album coming out this Friday called Getting Old. You're also a new pops now. And you just announced that you're having another child. Did that album title just feel appropriate for you since you kind of feel like there's some big life changes happening?
Yeah, I guess in a lot of ways it does feel appropriate, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy, you know? I mean, a lot's happened in the last couple of years, and a lot of coming-of-age stuff, I guess, you know?
So, Luke, is Tex, is he approaching his first or second birthday?
First. He's be 10 months here pretty soon.
Well, okay, so what do we got going on? What's the big, I mean, we got to plan this. This is his first one. He only gets one shot at this.
Now, I would imagine he's probably going to be on the road with dad probably for his first birthday, I would imagine.
Well, okay. Make sure a smash cake is available because, you know, you're going to always need absolutely. Pictures of that.
Got to make a mess, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a must.
Yeah, of course.
What is something that you have taught him? Maybe it's a word, maybe it's an activity, just kind of a proud dad moment for you.
Oh, God, man. He's just like, he didn't cry a bunch, you know, which is real nice. That's a huge benefit. So I'll take credit for that.
He doesn't cry much. Okay. Yep. Talking to Luke Combs right now. New album is out on Friday. Luke, you know, you've written so many songs. You've had a lot of success with them. I know you're very humble about that. Is it hard for you to kind of, I don't want to say reinvent, because that's not really the thing. I think you're kind of one of those guys that kind of wants to keep doing what you're good at, and that's making great music. But do you dip into different pools of songwriters to collaborate with, or do you get in a different state of mind when you approach a new album? It's like, all right, well, here we go again. How do you kind of get out of the gates?
Yeah, I think you just have to, and then I do want to, you know, continue to kind of, you know, I want the music to, you know, always be getting better, you know, so that is definitely a goal. But I think it just, you know, it does, you know, you do fold in a new writer every once in a while with somebody that you've written with for a long time, or, you know, there's a million different things you can do. I mean, you know, getting in the studio and really being hands-on with that stuff, I think, is beneficial as well, you know. So there's a lot of things we've done. I think this album is probably the start of that in a lot of ways. I really wanted this to kind of be the next step. So I'm excited to see what people think about it.
We're excited too, man. Absolutely. Let's talk about playing stadiums now. I mean, I know you played, you've played a few already, including AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, which was cool. I think you even got to ride on Jerry's plane, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. Pretty crazy stuff.
Man. I do. I'm telling you what, man, even if you're not a Cowboys fan, you're like, well, this is still Jerry Jones's plane that we're on right now.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
That is awesome. Yeah. But is there a challenge for you with stadiums? I talked to Kenny Chesney about this. Here's a name drop. Sorry. He was talking about he tries to figure out how he's going to connect with the person that's farthest away from the stage, and he actually goes and sits in that seat. So that's kind of how he connects with that person. But are there challenges for you when it comes to doing these big stadiums?
Yeah, I think it is. It presents, you know, a bunch of different things that any other venue can't really present. You know, obviously, you know, the weather becomes something that you battle that's out of your control, of course. But, and you do want to connect with that person that's, you know, in the back row. But I think for me, it's really just like wanting it to feel intimate somehow, mm-hmm. even though it's so really making it about, you know, how do you continue to make it about the music, you know, and not about, you know, fire and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. You know, it's like just making the music stand out, I think, is the most important thing for me.
So it's pretty cool you're playing Ray J. I mean, a lot of famous people have played there. I mean, Kenny Chesney, Taylor Swift. I mean, Tom Brady played there.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I mean, he might throw in a couple more touchdowns than I have.
Just a couple.
Few backyard touchdowns, but he's got a few on me for sure.
All right, brother. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to your family and get back to work and all that good stuff, but I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Luke. Congratulations on baby number two and announcing that. We're excited to see you in July. We're excited for the album to come out on Friday. Happy belated birthday to you, my friend, and have a great day, man.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Later, Luke.
See y'all. Thanks.
Cannot wait for that album to come out tomorrow. It's going to be so good, and we're going to be playing some music from it as well tomorrow. All right, coming up next, your Carline Fun Fact.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, it's a call line. Fun fact.
Woo! It's pretty crazy sometimes when you wake up and it's one temperature, and then by the end of the day, it's like totally different. Well, the biggest temperature change over a 24-hour period happened in 1972 in Montana. Mm-hmm. It was in January. The temperature jumped from negative 54 all the way up to 49 degrees. So that was a 103-degree swing in 24 hours.
Thank God. Negative 50, whatever you
negative
say.
Negative 54 in January, ooh, all the way to 49. So literally changed 103 degrees. That is the biggest temperature change. I got one more. You want to hear it?
Yes, of course.
The very, very first product to use a UPC symbol with a barcode.
Okay, got it.
1974, it was a pack of Juicy Fruit gum.
Oh, I remember Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, delish. I remember Juicy Fruit. You'd chew it for like 5 minutes and it would go bleh.
That was the best 5 minutes ever.
Oh, yeah, it was. But then after that, you just had to spit it out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they said that that pack of Juicy Fruit is now in the Smithsonian.
And here on the right, we have Juicy Fruit.
First product to use a UPC symbol and barcode.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
There you go. There's a Carline fun fact.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up, we'll have a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. And set your alarms right now. 8:20, we will have Dirk Bentley tickets. It's QYK. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew. Here's Kane Brown.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget. 7:15 second date update.
All right, getting into the 7:15 second date update right now. We have Sean on the phone. He met this girl, Emily, online. So we're going to figure out what's going on with these two. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Well, listen, like I just said, we learned that you and Emily met online. Tell us about your guys' date.
Well, we went out for dinner. We had a great time. I asked if she... wanted to keep it casual because, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal out of a first date, you know, kind of keep it low stress. So she said, yeah, let's do something casual. We went out to Outback. It was very laid back, relaxed atmosphere. We had a good meal. We had really great conversation. And she was really, really interesting. She stood out from a lot of the dates that I've been on recently because she has this way of speaking that's like everybody just wants to lean in. Like she's kind of melodic in her tone, and I could have listened to her all night, I guess is what I'm saying. I was really into her. So, we part ways. We give each other a hug goodbye. She drives home. I gave her a text later that night to make sure that she got home safe. She said that she did. And then, I stuck by the rules. I waited 2 days to get in contact with her. She wanted to go out. And I haven't heard anything.
Now, let me ask you this. You said it from the get-go, I didn't want to make a big deal out of a first date. Were you just referring to the restaurant? I mean, because you still got to make it a big deal, you know, where she feels special.
Yeah, exactly. The atmosphere that we meet and hang out in, yeah.
Okay. Well, you said you could have listened to her talk, you know, the whole time. Do you feel like she was carrying the whole conversation, or did you get a chance to talk about yourself, meaning did she get to know you at all?
I definitely talked about myself. She asked a lot of questions. You know, she seemed really interested in me too. But the more we talked, the more I realized I wanted to hear more and more from her. So I made sure to keep her talking. Mm. I was really feeling a vibe there, and I was hoping that I'd hear something back. But when she hasn't gotten back to me now, I guess it's been 3 days now since I texted her last, and no response.
If you could think of anything it could possibly be, anything that happened in the last couple of days, maybe after the date, maybe before the date, what would you think it was?
God, I don't know. You know, maybe I texted her too soon. Maybe she thinks I'm being clingy. I don't know.
Okay. But, you know, how many texts have you sent?
It was the one that night to make sure she made it home, and she responded. She said she did. And then 2 days later, okay, to see if she wanted to go out again.
That's not too much.
No, that's not.
I just don't want to get her on the phone and she said, like, yeah, I had to talk the whole time because he never told me anything about himself. That was what I was kind of asking.
That wasn't it.
All right. Well, let's do this. We'll try to call Emily for you. I'm going to put you on hold. And if we get her on the phone, we'll bring you back on with us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. All right, trying to help out the very thorough Sean. Yes. Sean told us a lot about his date with Emily, but has not heard back from Emily since their date. I don't know. He sounded like a thoughtful guy.
Yeah, he did, but he said he really enjoyed listening to her talk. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I just kind of was quiet and let her do most of the talking. So I don't know. Maybe that there's something there because maybe he didn't talk enough. Maybe she doesn't really know much about him. So that. But I asked him, I'm like, if you could put your finger on anything, what would you think it could be? And he's like, well, probably maybe because I texted her too soon. But he texted her.
It's only a couple times.
Yeah. So I don't think that's it.
All right. So let's try to call Emily right now. Let's see if we get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, is this Emily?
Yes.
Hey, Emily. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey, do you have a couple minutes? We want to see if we could talk to you about a date you went on. I know that's really random.
Yes, it is.
Have you heard of the second date update before?
Oh, Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah. I know this about, actually. As soon as you said that, I'm like, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we want to talk to you about Sean. Yep. Sean said that you guys had a great and casual first date. You guys went to Outback. Mm-hmm. And he said that, I mean, really, the way he described how you talked and how interesting you were and intriguing you were, it was like he was kind of gushing over you when we talked to him. And I guess he texted you to make sure that you made it home okay. You did. Uh-huh. And then he said he reached out a couple of days later, but then nothing from you. So he's kind of confused on what's going on, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, he really went into detail, like, of, you know, the way she speaks. I could listen to her talk all night. You know, like, it was, like I said, he was definitely smitten over you.
Yeah. I don't feel the same.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later. We appreciate No. What happened?
He's cheap.
He's cheap? Like,
that's the easiest way to say it. It was just kind of ridiculous, honestly.
Huh. What happened?
So he asked me out, and, like, right from the beginning of the date, he, like, before we even order, asks me, hey, are you cool if we split the check? Which, to be honest, I would just kind of expect him to offer to pay at least on the first date. But at the same time, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. It's 2023. I make my own money. Fine. Sure.
Okay, that's kind of
cool. I'm like, you know, okay, that's fine. But then when the check comes, you know, I pull out my credit card to give to the guy, and he takes out, we went to Outback, and he took out an Outback gift card. Ooh. And he specifically says to the server, he's like, hey, so we're splitting it. So can you use the gift card for my half, and then whatever, you know, is on her half can go on that card?
No way.
And I was like, yes. Right, let's say it's 50 and the bill's 60. You can't even cover the 50 and be like, okay, you just pay the extra 10. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, really? It's a gift card.
Like, you're gonna be that's
saving it for another date, apparently.
It sounds like it.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's what he was gonna do for our second date, is use up the rest of his gift card. I don't know.
Wow.
There was just no way. I just thought that was completely rude. And I mean,
did you say anything?
I didn't say anything because at that point I already knew. I was like, there's not going to be a second date. This is not worth mentioning. I'm just not going to talk to him again.
Let me ask you this. Despite mm-hmm. this whole settling up at the end and it being awkward, were you cool with going to the Outback?
Yeah. No, he asked me beforehand. He was like, hey,
we know why, I guess.
Casual. Yeah. So do you mind going to Outback? And I was like, I mean, sure. I don't mind. I like Outback. That's fine. That wasn't the problem. It was the fact that he not only asked me to split the check, but use the gift. Like, that's what makes me think he picked Outback, is because he had a gift.
Well, obviously.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Emily. Well, the other half of the story is with Sean, and we actually have him on the other line. I want to bring him on with us because I get what you're saying, and that would be very mm-hmm. awkward. Sean. Yeah.
Hi.
Sean, is that accurate? Did you pay for your half? And only your half with a gift card?
Yeah, because I thought that's what we agreed to. I wouldn't have done it if we didn't agree to it. So I'm a little confused because you said that you were okay with that, and then that's what happened. But now it's not okay.
I was okay with splitting the check. I'm not okay with you only paying for your half when you have a gift card. It's free to you. Do you not understand how bad that looks?
Yeah, Sean, from a guy's perspective, she agrees to split the bill with you, and then you really kind of were looking for a free meal because you planned to go to this place.
Yeah.
And then you...
I wasn't looking for a free meal. I had the gift card, which was money at the place that we ate. And I don't think it was gutsy to ask to split the bill either, because I feel like, you know, we're equals, right? I don't often pay for meals for perfect strangers. After
but you asked me out!
Sure, maybe.
You don't think you should expect to pay, or at least, like, not pay with a gift card, only your half?
No, not when we said that that's what we would do. It seems to me like maybe you weren't honest about how you felt when you said
that. Oh, my God. All right, this is going nowhere slowly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you just pay for the whole thing, though?
Yeah, would you be willing to...
get a gift card, Sean.
Since you spent zero of your own money on the first date, would you be willing to...
$15 left on it.
What's that?
I've got like $15 left on the gift card.
Oh, okay. So is that where we're going for date number two?
Okay.
No, I'm going to use it for lunch. What are you talking about?
Well, listen, let me ask you a question, Emily. I think I know the answer already, but I'll ask you anyway. Would you be willing to go on another date if he paid for it? Okay. Well, Sean, now you know what was going on. Interesting move on your part, interesting strategy, but again, didn't cost you anything. So there's that. So I appreciate you reaching out to us. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to make another date happen. I wish you luck.
At least I'm famous now, so that's cool.
You're famous? Because you're on this show. Yeah. I don't know, man. All right, Emily, thanks for your time. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye. Woo. Sean's a little goofy, I feel like.
At least I'm famous now.
Oh, well, no. Didn't want to break it to him. That's probably not the case. But yeah, that is kind of, you know, I get, pulling out a gift card on a date.
It was $15 left.
But pulling out a gift card on a date is a little bit, on a first date, a little bit,
third,
I don't know.
Fourth date, no
maybe.
Problem.
The especially.
First date, yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, even if he was going to pay the whole thing on a first date, pulling out a gift card's a little weird, especially when you've asked ahead of time, like, hey, can we go to this certain restaurant that you happen to have a gift card to? That's a little different. But maybe it wouldn't have bothered some people. I want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Give me your thoughts on Sean and Emily. That was wild. Here's Nate Smith.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sean. On the 7:15 second date update this morning. Well, Sean and Emily, they decided to go out, right? They met online. He goes, we got the place for you. Do you mind if we do something a little casual? She says, no, that's fine. They go on the date. They go to Outback. I'm a big fan of Outback.
I love Outback.
I love it. Okay. Even though Lana goes there for a salad.
I do.
Yeah. With all the delicious things on the item.
They have the best salads.
But do you? You know what I'm saying? Well, before the date started at the restaurant, he goes, would you mind if we split this? Emily, a little caught off guard by that, says, okay, that's fine. But when the bill comes, they go to split it, and he tells the waiter, oh, take her credit card for her half, and here's a gift card.
For mine.
For my half. And she's looking at him like, how cheap can you be?
Yeah.
One, why wouldn't you not just use all of the gift card?
Right.
And then I'll pay the difference or whatever. I mean, that could have been
like
something.
$15 left on the card.
And he said, I'm going to keep that for my next meal or whatever. So
it
was interesting. So he got to pick the restaurant. He got to say, we're going to split the bill. And then he then used the gift card. And he goes, money's money. So what's the deal?
That's so funny.
All right. Getting your reactions right now. I got Josh on the phone. Josh, what do you think, man?
All right. Well, I agree with her on the gift card deal.
Okay.
And him being real cheap, I think he definitely does not deserve a second date. If it would have been me, I would have paid for the whole bill with, you know, cash or card, whatever, for the first date. Especially if I was really into the girl like he supposedly was.
Right.
Right. He picked the spot. He decided he wanted to go casual with it.
Yep.
I thought that was for budget reasons at one point, you know.
Which is fine.
Ever since I've been with my girlfriend for almost 4 years now, and since we went on the first date, I have paid for every date since the first date, and I don't let her pay, and I would have gave her the option, where would you like to go? Sometimes she picks some really expensive places, but that's what it's all about.
There you go. Well, hey, listen, you're a good man. Every single meal, good for you.
Wow, I know.
Yep. And I'm expecting a little girl on June
29th. Look at that.
Congratulations, man. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
See what happens when you pick up the tab?
Yeah. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John, talk to me.
As a grown man, and I think I can speak for grown men everywhere, what in the actual heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
if I'm going to ask a woman out on a date, number one, I'm paying for the night. Like, that's just how I feel it should be. Unless you're just friends and you're going to dinner and you're splitting, it doesn't matter. But if you're going on a date, keyword date, you should pay. And if you're going to pay with a gift card, what in the actual heck?
I know.
Yeah.
That was odd. Like I said, Sean was a little goofy. I got to be honest. He just was, and he was like laughing it off. I just don't know what he thought was going to happen there or how she was going to interpret that in any positive way whatsoever.
Absolutely. And if I could give one word of advice to him, do better.
Do better.
Do better.
All right. Do Thanks better. For calling, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, on the flip side, I've got Lori here who just texted in, said, money is money. A gift card is money.
There you go.
So to her, it's just money.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's the end of the world that they decided to split the bill. But when you come and you split the bill and you use a gift card, it's kind of like a double whammy there.
Yeah.
But if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. QYK family, we got to thank you for something, and it's a big deal. So we're going to tell you about it in 6 minutes. Well, I'll tell you right now, QYK family, we can't do this without you because you make this show every single day, and we'd be just talking to ourselves if you weren't listening. So we appreciate the heck out of you. We got a pretty cool honor yesterday. We got nominated for the ACM for Major Market Personalities of the Year. This gets obviously
so cool.
Selected by the Academy of Country Music. They listen to the show. They decide and listen to all the shows in the country and decide there's different categories and ours falls in the major market category. And they
just because of the market size of Tampa.
Correct. And they decide who would be the personality of the year. And we are one of five people that are nominated. And we'll find out closer to the show if we win. But again, QYK family, this is on. This is for you.
Yep.
And this is because of you. Because yep. we get to do fun stuff with you every single day. And things that you've said on this show, you are featured and they listen to that too, and they listen to the Second Date Update, and they listen to all the Lana dramas and everything that we do on this show, and the things that you guys do to make it fun and mm-hmm. have us have interactions and all that is a big honor.
Yeah.
So again, just nominated for it, but it's a honor to be nominated. I know people say that a lot, but in the industry it's a big deal because mm-hmm. this is the same ACMs that you know Luke Combs will be nominated at, and yep. all these other artists will be nominated at, and it's a pretty cool thing.
Yes, and like you know, just to piggyback what you're saying, I mean when you guys interact with us and give us a call, and you know we play our games, and you have a lot of fun with us. I mean that just even gives us more energy. So we love the interaction, and like JR said, you know we can't do this show, we can't be who we are without you guys too. I mean even just you know when we go out to events and you guys come up and talk to us and come out to see us and stuff, it just all makes this whole thing work. So. Yeah. We're excited. We're really proud to be your morning show, you know, here in Tampa and working at QYK, because I know you guys have gone through a lot of changes, but we got something good going here, I feel.
Well, that's a good point, too, because this is Kevin's been here 25 years, and this is a heritage station, and there's, you know, obviously the legendary Dave McKay, and you get to sit in the same seat as him is a absolute honor. I never got to meet the man, unfortunately, but just hearing the stories and seeing his legacy to be able to carry that on a little bit is a huge honor for me. And I know that's a very special thing for you too, Kevin.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very proud. Makes you feel good when you get a an email and a call about something like that. So yeah, I love that the show is continuing on the legacy of great QYK morning shows, and I feel so proud to be a part of it. And yeah, let's go win the thing.
Let's go win that thing, huh? We have nothing to do with if we can win it or not, but let's go win that
thing. Throw that out into the universe.
Yeah, put that out there. So thank you, QYK family. The reason this is a legacy and a heritage station is because of you, because like any business, if you're not listening, there's no business.
There's no
you're
business.
Not going. So we
thank
appreciate
you for listening and keep listening.
It was worth saying thank you to you. And it's on our Instagram and Facebook if you want to see the nomination on there. So, all right. Appreciate the heck out of you. 820 Dierks Bentley tickets for you. We want to hook you up and get you in. We're going to play a little game called Name That Gold Thing. It's fun. You can do it. I believe in you.
Bad boys, what you going to do?
This is interesting. Amazon driver rolls up on a house and apparently does not understand that there's an active crime scene going on. There's a SWAT standoff happening, not at the house that he's delivering to, but at a house across the street. Apparently, this Amazon driver takes his two-day guaranteed shipping or two-day prime shipping very seriously because he delivers the package and a SWAT member stops him and he hands the package to the SWAT member and then takes the photo proving that he delivered the package.
Hey, man, he's just doing his job.
Cary, North Carolina is where this happened. And I don't know if you give this guy a raise or you say, dude, don't go and do an active crime scene. What are you doing?
Well, he went to a, you know, first responder. I mean, he was like, I'm going to take it to the safest person I can find.
Yes.
And he did. And he got photo evidence of it.
Yes, he did.
Can you imagine getting that to your email, the photo evidence, and it's a SWAT member holding your package?
You're like, well, at least it got delivered on time. Hey,
that notification already went out that it was 10 stops away. So he had to get that package delivered.
Got to get there.
So, otherwise the person is going to be sitting like, where's my package? Where's my package? And they could have paid extra for that, you know, that delivery time.
But this isn't a car accident. This is an actual active standoff that SWAT has been called out to.
Listen, I can't believe that he got through.
Well, I mean, when the Amazon truck comes, everybody's moving away. But apparently that was because, like, usually, you know,
barricaded and whatnot.
But yeah, you're right about that. But yeah, he just pulled up to the house. I guess the SWAT members were across the street looking at the house that their suspect was in. And he said, hey, man, I got deliveries. What are you guys doing? Clean this thing up. I got deliveries to do.
When that suspect gets out of jail, he's going to really enjoy whatever got delivered.
Yeah, exactly.
If he ever does.
If he ever gets out.
Oh, that's a great story.
Great story right there. All right, coming up, 810 Music Minute.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, coming up this weekend, you've got Matt Stell at the Dallas Bowl, Rodney Adkins at Busch Gardens. You can listen at 420 to win a 4-pack of tickets to do that. And Luke Combs releases his new album. It is going to be a big day tomorrow. We're going to play a couple of those songs from the new album. Luke's going to be talking about them. So, yes, it's going to be a huge day. I'm excited to hear the new album. And if you missed the interview with Luke Combs, you can check it out on our website and our Facebook page. Hardy, he's having another killer year. His song Wait in the Truck is doing really, really good. And he talks about the first time he ever made it to Nashville.
I moved to Nashville on a Monday with my truck loaded down with all my stuff. The first thing we did was went and played the Bluebird open mic. I got to play like my one song that I had written that I moved to town on, and it was really cool though. When I got back to my apartment, which was right up the street, I started unloading my truck and I walked around barefoot. And I stepped on a giant piece of glass my first night, and the glass stuck in my foot.
Can you imagine? You go, man, I played legendary Bluebird Cafe. They let me do an open mic. It's a song that I wrote. This is insane. Oh, I could just smell the dreams coming true, and then ow. Gosh, right in your foot. You're going to have your ups and downs, people. That's what we're trying to say.
Absolutely. Well, Chase Rice was performing at the Grand Ole Opry on February 14th, one of his new songs called Bench Seat. And we got a copy of that. We got a little clip of it.
Mr. Reynolds waves as we roll past Area 44. First light arrives, the best view, Tennessee. They'll say I saved your life. Oh, but I know that's a lie between you, me, and a bench seat.
We will see him at Janice Live on April 28th. Sold out show. That is going to be a good show. Dolly Parton is releasing a book. It's going to be called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones. It's a book about her fashion. She says, I hope you'll enjoy a little look at my life in costume and hair and get to know some of the wonderful people that have helped me shape my life and my look. That'll be out on October 17th.
You want a fun fact about Dolly Parton?
I do.
She has a sleeve tattoo. Did you know that?
No.
I'm not kidding. She does. I swear to you, she has a sleeve tattoo.
She doesn't.
All right. That's my fun fact for you.
Okay, what's...
I'm just telling you, she has a sleeve tattoo.
Would you Google some pictures of Dolly Parton, please, Kevin, while I finish this?
I'll tell you, at this point in time, she has a sleeve tattoo.
We all know that Tim McGraw is a very fit man. Whenever he comes into town, he's like running around the amphitheater carrying like a large tractor tire above his head, and he's always working out. I mean, he is so fit. But listen to what he has on his rider, and if you don't know what that is, it's like the artists ask for a few things to be brought into their dressing room before they perform, whatever, and this is what he has on his list.
I like peanut M&Ms, and I like those Mexican Cokes that come in the bottle. Love those things. And then probably some tuna sandwich and Muscle Milk. There's still stuff on there that shows up that I never touch. Just haven't updated the rider.
So So he's got this muscle milk on a tuna fish sandwich, but then he's got M&M's as well.
Yeah, M&M's are the bomb. I'm totally right there with him on that. And then the bottles, the bottled Coke from Mexico, that has real, what, the real cane sugar in it, yes, the real exactly. sugar. So it's kind of surprising that he eats that much sugar and fat when he's on the road like that, but very interesting. All right, Kevin, what'd you find out?
So she wears long sleeves. Everyone wonders why. She's 76. She told People, I do have some tattoos. That's true, but they're tasteful. I'm not a tattoo girl. They're to cover up some scars, but there's no photo evidence.
There you go. All right, that's what
but
she
we
said.
Don't know if it's a sleeve or just a couple to cover
up
scars.
Why would you wear long sleeves?
Because she doesn't want to have
people to see her tattoos.
But they're tasteful.
And but if it was on your shoulder, you just wear something that covers your shoulder. Your whole long sleeves? Come on now. I'm just telling you. We don't have to go over in this, but I'm just telling you. That's a fun fact.
Everybody's Googling until Dolly I see tattoos right
photo
now.
Photo evidence.
She said it herself. That's a quote from her.
She doesn't say sleeve.
Well,
it says tasteful.
Phone.
I do have some tattoos. Some. Doesn't say sleeve. Sleeve is a lot.
Well, maybe she just doesn't use that term. Slang.
Oh, is it?
All right, coming back, we have your Dierks Bentley tickets. Hang on.
I love gold.
We got Kevin in Gibsonton right now playing our game called Name That Gold Thing. And here's how it works, Kevin. We are going to describe something gold for you or something that has the word gold in it or that is gold. And if you get it right, you're going to Dierks Bentley.
All right.
All right. For the gravel and gold tour. Here we go. Here are your clues. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I am a place for the whole family. Some would say that I offer endless options. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, I can fill your stomach.
Ooh.
Golden Crow.
There you go. Golden Crow.
Yeah.
Nice. The endless buffet.
I was going to say, what gave it away?
Hey, man, way to go. Kevin, you're going to Dierks Bentley, Jordan Davis, and Kaylee Hammack.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. We'll see you out there July 14th. We got more of those tickets tomorrow morning, 8:20. We'll play again, Name That Gold Thing. But we got to play our Thursday 3 game. We battle it out for the song of the week, and we're going to need your votes, QYK family. It is two songs away.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Oh, where the kisses are hers and hers and his. He's got plenty too.
Wow. On one today. All right. Thank you, Kevin, for that. Here okay. we go. Thursday 3. We're going to nominate our songs of the week, and then QYK family, it'll be up to you to pick that song of the week. All right, Lana, we'll kick it off with you.
Well, I chose this week, Next Thing You Know It is the new song from Jordan Davis. Mm. And the reason why I chose this song is because it literally is such a great song. Just released off his Bluebird Days album. And this song kind of, chronicles, how dating goes. You know, you meet a girl, then you move in, what? Then you get married, what? And then you have kids, what? And then you have grandchildren. What? I mean, it's just kind of those stages of life. Kind of like what JR is going through right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's why I knew
it was coming.
I decided maybe I should pick this song. It is Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know.
Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach and your left hand's getting used to that ring and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know.
Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know. There you go. All right, Kevin, what do you got, buddy?
I'm going with shocking here. I know. Maybe the biggest album in the world. Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time. It's the title track.
Oh, boy.
36 songs on this album. I believe, Lana, you've been reporting that all 36 songs are on the Billboard Top 100 songs. It is a record. Record. He beat Drake, who had 27. He has 36. Mm-hmm. But this is the title track. It's my song. It's Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time.
One Thing at a Time, Morgan Wallen. That is Kevin's pick. All right, I went with a guy named Jason DeFord. Jason DeFord, also known as Jelly Roll.
Ah, Jelly Roll.
And Jelly Roll. And a song that's going to be on his Whitsett Chapel album that's coming out in June. It's called Need a Favor. And it's something that we're all guilty of, where, you know, we sometimes turn to God only when we need a favor. You know, we kind of live our lives and we go, oh, God, if you would just help me with this, that would be great. Now, I'm not trying to do a sermon right now, but yeah, we all are guilty of that
we
sometimes.
All, do it.
All right, so Need a Favor, Jelly Roll. This is my pick. So talented, great voice right there. All right, let's recap real quick. Lana, you went with
Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know.
Kevin,
One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen.
And I went Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. What you going with, QYK family? It is up to you. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. All right, time for our Thursday 3. About to get your votes, QYK family. Let's recap real quick, though. Lana, you nominated.
I went with Jordan Davis. The song is Next Thing You Know.
Kevin?
One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen.
And I went Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Crystal.
All right, Crystal, what song are you going with?
I'm going with JR. We're going with Jelly Roll. I Need a Favor.
Let's go!
Wow, look at that.
All right, Crystal, nice. I appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Right, see ya. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jack in St. Pete.
Jack's in St. Pete. How you doing, Jack?
Good, good.
What song are you going with?
Lana. Next Thing You Know by Jordan Davis.
Look at that. Thank you so much for the votes. Great song.
Welcome, Lana.
Have a great day.
You too.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Brianna.
Brianna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What song are you going with?
One Thing at a Time.
Okay, by Morgan Wallen.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, have a great day. So, next vote wins. Are you ready, Lana?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
There we go. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Ethan.
Ethan. What song are you going with?
I'm going to go with Jelly Roll, Need a Favor.
Let's go! Thank you so much for the vote. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You as well.
Woo! Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Got the first two votes, which means it is the winner. And now we are all tied up for the year. Yeah,
We've done this for 12 weeks, and we're all at four wins. How about that? But you've won two in a row. A little winning streak.
Just really connecting with the QYK family. You know what I'm saying? What they want to hear. I feel them. All right, let's do it. Jelly Roll, Need a Favor, your Thursday 3 winner. Thank you, QYK family, for the votes. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5, QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
Name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa Bay Rays, they start up the 2023 regular season 25 years.
Wow!
After their very first season in 1998. 1 week from today, Thursday the 30th, at the Trop against the Detroit Tigers. Game is at 3:10. Two more opportunities to still see them at the Trop for spring training. They play tomorrow against the Mets at 1:05, and then on Saturday afternoon against the Red Sox at 1:05. And then they have two other games, but not at the Trop for spring training. But then the real season gets started up 1 week from today. Rays up. I'm excited. I love opening day of baseball. It's the best. I love it. All right. Well, if you want to go underwater with a giant helmet on and walk around and see sea creatures, you can do so. And this is all happening at the Florida Aquarium. It's called Sea Trek. Mm. It takes place in the 100,000-gallon Heart of the Sea exhibit. It's an hour-long experience designed for guests ages 10 and up. And even if you don't know how to swim, aren't the best at it, it's okay because the experience allows you to go through the water kind of walking. It's like you're gliding through the water, so you don't need to need how to swim, and you can breathe freely through the helmet. So that's very cool. And you can purchase tickets on the aquarium website for $95. Lana, would you do this?
Yeah, I'd probably do this. Yeah, I've gone scuba diving before, so it's kind of, you know, I know it's that whole nervousness of being underwater and breathing, but it I mean, there's a big, huge helmet. It's like a big bubble on top of you.
What if a shark goes right past you? Because they have fish, obviously, eagle rays, and bonnet head sharks inside this tank.
So the question is, would you sign the waiver?
I mean, I have to.
Yeah.
They could probably require you to.
Yeah.
But if a shark goes right past you.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about that part.
All right. Well, finally, this is very cool. Steinbrenner High School, which is up in Lutz, their marching band has got an invite to a once-in-a-lifetime trip. They have been invited to perform at the 2024 London New Year's Day Parade. London, England. That is awesome. So you can obviously help them out if you just go to the Steinbrenner High School Venmo at SBB. That stands for Steinbrenner Band Funds. SBB Funds. You can help them, you know, have fulfill this trip of a lifetime.
So cool.
To London to play for a New Year's Day parade. So go Warriors. I love that. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. And Lana, I want to know what your highlight of the show was.
Well, you were telling us a story about an Amazon delivery guy who had to deliver this package. But what was going on is that there was like a SWAT team on the other side of the road. It was like a sting.
A gun. No, it's not a sting. It was an active crime scene standoff.
Yeah, a standoff. But that was happening. They were at the house across the street. But the Amazon driver was delivering a package, and he just walked right up to the house. Just whatever is going on, all these police officers, all these guys in uniform. Right. He just walked up and handed the package to a guy on the SWAT team.
And then took a photo
because you know how they have to post on Amazon that, you know, hey, here's your package. It's delivered. And then he left like nothing was wrong.
I love it.
That prime delivery right there. Love it. All right. Kevin, highlight.
If you missed our second date update between Sean and Emily, you can find that on our Instagram and Facebook page. It was fantastic. Sean said, I let her talk. I was all about her. I don't know what's going on. And she right away went, oh, here's the issue. Like from the beginning. I understand where she's coming from. But
absolutely.
At the same time, I kind of see his way of thinking too. A little bit.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
All right.
I want to see what you think, and you can make your own decision. Again, okay. Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Leave a comment for us. All right. It's a good day to have a great day. We will see you tomorrow with more Dirk Bentley tickets at 8:20.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.